We're talking today with Michaela Halverson, the Agritourism and Farmers Market Coordinator at the Oklahoma Department of Ag. So first off, before we dive into all things fall, for those who may not know the ins and outs of the Oklahoma Agritourism Association, tell us about it.
Yeah, so I'm the marketing coordinator for Oklahoma Agritourism. And if you don't know what agritourism is, it's anywhere you can experience agriculture in the state of Oklahoma. So all these farms and ranches are inviting the public out to their farm to experience agriculture in some sort of way. We have all kinds of different categories and different types of places to go. For example, you can go pick fruit at any of our U-Pick operations. You can go horseback riding. You can go stay in an Airbnb out in the country that has ag-related activities involved with them. You can go to a petting farm and a U-Cut Christmas tree farm, all kinds of things. And I know we'll dive into fall, but I'll leave that one for later.
Yeah. And so it is that time of year for people to be getting out and doing all of the fun fall activities. So tell us about these Oklahoma pumpkin patches and mazes now that they're opening back up to the public.
This is one of my favorite times of the year. Everyone's getting ready for fall. And the way to do that is to visit a pumpkin patch or maze. And we have farms, we have over 40 different pumpkin patches and mazes across the state that are opening their gates and letting you come pick a pumpkin straight from the patch. And there's normally farm animals that you can go pet and feed as well. And then most of them also have some sort of corn maze, hay maze, sunflower maze that you can roam around and get lost in as well. If you haven't been to one of our fall venues, a pumpkin patch or a maze, I highly recommend. I've been to a couple already this week and have had a blast getting to pick out pumpkins, and any ages I would recommend going, whether it's small children to adults. There is something for everyone and they're just a lot of fun.
Right. And so you said something for everyone. So I'm sure that each farm or ranch is unique and has their own special things to offer. What are some of the cool activities that people may be able to look forward to?
Man, there are all kinds of games that, you know, like I said, all ages can play. The food is great. I got to sample some pumpkin pecan fudge that was made right there on the farm and was used with some of the pumpkins that were grown. And so the food is really amazing. I got to try a pumpkin spice donut this week as well. And so, like I said, something for everyone, whether that's the food, the games, just getting to run around with family members and friends in the mazes and pick pumpkins. There's lots of great picture opportunities as well. So if you're looking for that fun fall Instagram photo, the pumpkin patches are the route to go.
Yes. And these are all over the state, right? So how can people go onto the website and locate a pumpkin patch or maze near them?
Yeah. So if you would visit oklahomaagritourism.com, and agritourism is A-G-R-I tourism. And we have all of our registered pumpkin patches and mazes listed on our website. You'll search by their category. And then you can see what venues are around you, depending on where you're located in the state or maybe where you're traveling. So all of their information is on there. If that is their website or their Facebook or Instagram, their contact information, you can find it all on our website. Another great place to look is Oklahoma Agritourism, our Facebook and Instagram page. We're sharing lots of posts and pictures of what to expect when you're out on the pumpkin patches and mazes, and the information you can find there. We're sharing a lot of our venues, their posts, so you can stay up to date with when they're open and what their seasonal hours are.
And what about if you were a farmer or rancher that grows pumpkins, has a pumpkin patch, or, you know, wants to offer a maze out to the public? How could they get connected with Oklahoma Agritourism so that their information can get out there?
Yeah, I would say any way they can reach me or Whitney Wilkinson. She's the other agritourism coordinator. We have to officially approve them to be in our program. It is free, but it's just a consultation and site visit out to the farm and getting them signed up. So My contact information is on the website, or you can even direct message us on Facebook or Instagram, or give us a call or email us. And we would love to visit with those potential producers, and would love to sign up more pumpkin patches or mazes across the state.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me today.